Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Rockwall at the Brass Tap. Thanks to our friends, your friends, with Stella Artois. Come on by and we'll fellowship. We'll crack a couple of coldies, have ourselves a time. It's time now for Woolchuck to break down some draft gold that he saw today. He was evaluating prospects at the East-West Shrine Game practice. This segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Woolchuck.
All right, so it was awesome. Thank you so much to Lights Out Sports TV. That's Sean Merriman's bunch. We actually had him on the show a couple weeks ago. But Vach Lombardi and I, along with our friend Bonnie Jill, we were out there broadcasting the last 2 days of practice for the Shrine Bowl. And Eric Gelko and the staff they've got over there was at the University of North Texas Lovelace Family Facility, the indoor there at my old stomping grounds at UNT. And really, the talent that they were able to get there was impressive. And yesterday I brought up the kid from Middlebury, yeah. Thomas Perry. Now, he's a Duke guy. Duke Manyweather actually yes. works with him. He's a Division III player. And this is
looks
what...
Looks extremely strong.
Extremely strong. Now, he is like kind of short and stocky in a sense. Mm-hmm. When I say short, but like I'm talking about...
6'2"?
6'3", maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. But, man, he to me, against some of these bigger-bodied defensive tackles, like specifically you've got Tonka Hemingway, who's a massive dude from South Carolina. Georgia's got another guy that he was going up against, Nazir Stackhouse.
Yeah, Stackhouse is big and strong.
Yes,
yeah.
And him as a bull rusher is very, very difficult to contain. But even a guy, I mean, you look at them side by side, Perry's going to be giving up quite a bit of size. But his ability to just kind of anchor and sit, and he's not getting driven off the football. I mean, the power, and sometimes he's trusting his power a little bit too much
yeah.
to where now I'm kind of a defensive tackle can get him leaning one way. I'm going to use your body weight
and
against
then throw
you.
Him, but he can't throw the guy, right?
You can't, but they still did.
Okay.
In some practices, right?
Yeah.
So that would lead to some chippiness. But the kid was unbelievable, and after the practice today, I mean, he was just getting mobbed by scouts. Like, the secret's out on this kid from Middlebury. But I was really impressed with Kyle McCord, the quarterback from Syracuse, who transferred from Ohio State. I did not think very highly of Kyle McCord before this.
Day two, third round, fourth round guy?
Yeah, I think he's going to start.
Fourth round would be day three,
like,
but
he's probably going to be right behind Jackson Dart, I would envision.
Okay.
Like, and maybe Dart plays so well at the Senior Bowl,
yeah.
and people are looking at his film, and he ends up getting into the conversation of, like, second round. Maybe he can sneak into the first round if teams like him more than Milroe. But, yeah, I think third round, Kyle McCord for teams that need a quarterback, like he's in that next wave of guys.
Does he remind you? I know I hate doing this. Is there somebody when you watch on Sundays and is he kind of he's got this kind of mobility? He's got, you know, I mean, I've watched a little Syracuse because as an opponent,
yeah.
but I haven't focused on McCord that way. He came from Ohio State, right?
He did, and he can
so
spin
big
it,
time
man.
Recruit. And then ends up at Syracuse, plays fine football, too.
Right, because they kind of used him as the scapegoat for why they lost to Michigan.
Right.
So he had that awesome audio afterwards where Syracuse ends up, hey, we're going to go. We beat, who was it, at the end of the season that allowed Clemson to get into the ACC championship game. And I guess I wasn't the problem, right, at Ohio
yeah.
State. But the kid, I mean, he's got the ability to move around. The play action boot was there. And he just throws an extremely accurate football. That was the thing that really stood out to me. Like, they did a lot of red zone work.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a tight confines.
Huh?
So he's got the touch. The deep ball was there. Two receivers that are absolute studs. Okay, I brought up one yesterday, and you know about one. Nick Nash, San Jose State.
Yeah.
Going to be on the E squad. He's going to wear number 3. Dude was a triple crown winner in college, right, at the FCS levels. He was the leader in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. So he was the Jamar Chase of college football this year. But you watch him move, and it looks different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's smooth as hell, caught pretty much everything that was thrown his way, even adjusted some bad balls as well. And then the other kid.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How does he compare? Have you seen Besh from TCU?
I like Nash more.
Okay. Oh, more than.
Yeah.
See, because I've got Besh as like the bottom of the second round. Is Nash second round receiver?
I think he's definitely going to go in the third. Maybe he can go. It depends on how teams, because he's not as tall as Besh, I don't believe.
Okay. 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 How about with
but
him?
He's a better outrunner.
Okay. Well, how about then? Have you seen Royals from Utah State?
Yeah, I kind of like Nick Nash's game more well-rounded than Royals as well. Better route runner. Okay, now, he doesn't have the yak that Royals does. Royals really does. That's what makes him special. After the catch, he's certainly a game-breaker, much like Luther Burden. But I think Nick Nash, like, you know what you're getting. It's kind of like if I'm comparing Emeka Egbuka to some of these other first-round guys, like, does everything well. Nick Nash does everything well.
Okay.
And then we got a kid, Eastern Washington, Efton Chisholm, wide receiver number 81.
Okay, people have asked me a ton about
this dude.
Yeah.
Little dude, okay? He's this year's, like, Cooper Kupp that's going to go in the middle of the draft. Now, does he end up being Cooper Kupp? I don't know. But you can see the Rams.
When you say little, are you talking about, like Taz Johnson?
6 foot.
Oregon? Oh, 6 foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
5'11".
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Shorter,
right?
But no, not as small as like a Kevontae Turpin.
Right.
We're not talking
Taz,
like 5'8".
That's Taz Johnson from Oregon.
Apparently, he's been crushing it at the Senior Bowl as well. But that's another guy to watch. Offensive lineman, okay? Issei Pohl, Washington State, number 76 on the E squad.
Okay.
Played left tackle. They were working him on the right side. So he's a guy that's got position versatility. But if the Cowboys say they don't take an offensive tackle in the first round, I would keep an eye on this kid, maybe in the third. Issei Pohl out of Washington State, really, really talented player. On the other side, the West team, which I think overall they're just not quite as talented. On the East squad, real quick, just to finish, Zah Frazier, the UTSA defensive back, long, lanky. I mean, he fits right in with what Tariq Woolen did, hit the ground running. But there's some players that I do like, especially running backs on the East side. I'm a big fan, as you know, of Taj Brooks, the running back from Texas Tech.
Heard great things about him.
Really, really good player. Jalen Conyers, also tight end out of Texas Tech. If you want to find some tight ends that are blocking well, the West team is going to be a team to watch for you. Like, these are guys, Conyers can give you something after the catch as well, big-bodied receiver. But I think at the block point, I'm interested to see how he does in the game. And then Tyler Batty, Batty, an edge from BYU.
Okay.
Had some quickness to his game, a little bit of bendiness. I liked what we saw from him. But the two defensive tackles are really ones that you're going to want to watch in this game. C.J. West, defensive lineman from Indiana, who was basically unguardable.
Unblockable.
Unblockable. And then Jordan Phillips from Maryland.
Yeah.
Now, he's a transfer, but Jordan Phillips is another name. I've already seen some people kind of in the second round range. Maybe the Cowboys could be interested there. Jordan Phillips, big wide body, but a sensational player that really – he won every rep that I saw.
Thank you, guys. There it is. Zach Woolchuk's report on East-West Shrine Game. Did a heck of a job there.
It was fun, man.
Yeah, I bet. All right, it's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup. This we're live with Brass Tap and Rockwall. Here's Lucius, the G-Bag of the Day.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion.
Trying to.
Yeah.
I was just, yeah, there you go.
Nah, I was singing that driving in today. I don't know why. Yeah. It was in my head. Okay, we got a vacated title right here. Mr. Dawson just dropped on us that he's feeling positive about the Cowboys coaching hire. Is that what you said there?
Yeah. I think more than average.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Sure did. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening, Lucius.
Well, I got a lot of toxic reactions to the Cowboys coaching hire right here for G-Bag of the Day. So, hey. Hey, let's see. Let's go to WFFFA TV, Channel 8, where they were talking to an upset Cowboys fan and his gal friend.
The only thing Jerry Jones has ever done was hire Jimmy Johnson that won him 3 Super Bowls. And other than that, he makes a lot of money and that's it. Quit doing football. You don't do football. You suck at football. Quit controlling football. Make America's team great again. You suck. You're the worst owner in all of sports.
I told my boyfriend he should come talking about it because he's such a huge Cowboys fan. He's so upset. He doesn't even want to be associated with the Cowboys right now. He doesn't even want to talk about it. He doesn't want to be on camera about it because he's like so embarrassed that the Cowboys would do this. And he hates the choice so much, he doesn't even want to talk about it.
And I won't pay one dime to see the Cowboys or a jersey or anything. I'm done. Done paying a penny to them. I don't care.
I love it.
Wow.
You know, if I'm wrong about this Brian Schottenheimer thing being slightly lukewarm on a scale of 1 to 10, then I think the silver lining is this is a turning point for the fan base. This is different.
Yeah,
this is great.
Yeah,
you know, this is like when they hired Kellen Moore to be OC. Remember the outrage about that?
Sure.
But now it's your freaking head coach.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, it didn't get any better when Stephen Jones mocked all of us with the quotes. Like, oh, is this even real? Man. Is there really a drought going on? Like, are you kidding me right now?
My man is not reading the room with that one. The quotes look really bad, Steve. That looks
like an eccentric
really bad,
billionaire.
Yep. That looks bad. All right, speaking of WFFFA, let's go to the Fan After Dark. My man Blake Elliott has his Super Bowl prediction for you guys. Check this out.
What's your number five? I got Commanders as well. This will be one of two appearances they'll make.
Okay.
I got Commanders-Bears. Not very plausible with the Bears new, but I think of Ben Johnson his first year.
Wait a minute. Did you say Commanders-Bears?
Yeah.
That's two NFC teams. That's not – I mean, I didn't know we were doing NFC championships.
Yeah, he was looking ahead for next year.
Jeez.
Blake. Oh, no.
Well, that'll get you.
I like how Fred handled that.
Fred, what?
Wait a minute.
What? What are you talking about?
That's right. Blake's a legend.
Yeah.
Already.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. He's not trying. It's not a bit or anything. That's not real.
I know. He's really not.
Commander Spares.
He's naturally an idiot. He gets out of bed in the morning with that skill set.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, cheers, buddy.
Gosh. Cheers.
All right, let's go to the morning show here on 105.3 The Fan. Sean and RJ, or as I call it, the RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of these fools will chop? Pastry Chef Eric. We all love him. We know him. He's one of the greatest Tolos of all time. And he called into the RJ and Choppy Show to vent about the Cowboys' new hire.
You finally turn on the show, or you just decided to call in?
Yo, I turned on the show.
Why is Sean so damn aggressive, bro?
Always. Always.
God, dog. All right, here we go. I'm sorry.
You finally turn on the show, or you just decided to call in?
Jeez.
Yo, I turned on the show. I decided to call in. No dump button needed.
All right.
I'm ready to go up to the star and just stage a coup, bro. Oh, my God. I'm so mad. I called my mom. And she was like, it'll be okay to get better. And I'm like, yeah, you the same lady that told me my dad's coming to pick me up. And I ain't seen him or a Super Bowl since.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yo, listen. Listen, fam. Saturday morning, I got up, and I was, like, emotional. I'm so tired. Like, and the rest of the fan base. And he gets on there, and he just lies and lies, and him and his son. And it's like, I feel betrayed, bro. Like, I hope Oxnard is a ghost town. I hope he sees it, because he's not hearing it. I hope nobody goes. And I love you guys, and I want you to have as much content as possible, and I want it to be a good... Like, I hope nobody's there. I hope his heart is broken. I hope they realize what they're doing to this fan base. I've been defending this team in different countries, in different states.
Different countries.
You know, I'm from the DMV area. Imagine going out as a kid and got to defend guys in starter jackets and Commanders jerseys.
Man.
It was a good call.
That was great, man.
Yeah.
Really,
what a legend. He should be thrilled as Ohio State Buckeyes just won a natty. And the Cowboys have him in the dumps.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a great draft party for you. Oxnard, California, bucket list type of vacation.
Yeah.
You know, your Cowboys apparel on sale now. You know, I like seeing good sports passion one way or
Come
another.
Come see us at the Rudder Room. We'll be there.
Yep.
Oh, we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be at the Rudder Room.
Three challengers, Lucius. Anybody else?
This is not one. This is Winner. Not one, but nah. I just want to know what Eric Chiafalo. Happy birthday, by the way, sir.
Hey, thank you, Lucius.
Happy
Appreciate
birthday
that, bro.
To you,
bro. Cheers.
Yeah. What are you talking about here, bro?
You just decide how much, how thick, and where.
How hell much y'all thinking?
Hell are you talking about? I'm trying to introduce people to the radio station.
That's a guy.
That was awesome.
Have it your way.
Talking about my birthday festivities.
Well done.
Is it the WFAA fan with wife quit controlling football, Jerry? Blake Elliott's Super Bowl prediction, Commanders Bears. Pastry Chef Eric calling into Sean and RJ. Or what is Eric Chiafalo talking about on his birthday? I'm going to go with the WFAA fan. Give me Pastry Chef Eric. Lucius?
Whoa! Yes, me too. Yes, yes, yes.
Bullchuck?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go Pastry Chef Eric.
Brian?
Give me the Blake Elliott.
By a score of 3-1-1. And for the first time, your G Bag of the Day champion. Maybe not first time.
No, he said some dumb crap in the past.
He's won in the past, yeah. I'm starting to think of the stuff.
Might be his third time.
The Denver, Colorado thing threw him in the spin cycle. There he is. Congrats to Pastry Chef Eric.
You know, I'm sorry. I was thinking about Blake Elliott. That's on me. Look at me.
That's sweet. First sip of beer. That's Stella today. Here we go.
Hey, I fell right in line with you.
We're live at the Brass Tap in Rockwall, brought to you by our friends at Stella Artois. Come fellowship with us. And got a sports hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking it?
Yes, we're not really going to give our attention to this again, are we?